Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. Also, we're on the web at praisedc.com. It's that dude, JC, sitting in the studio with a very special person. We have in the studio Queen Afi.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. She is the founder of an organization called Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags. This week, we wanted to deal with domestic violence from the angle of an abuser. Mm-hmm. And so when I thought abuser, I thought, man.
Yeah.
But then my producer says, no, we have a female that is an abuser, and she has quite a story to tell. First of all, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Peace and love, everybody. Thank you for having me. I'm so grateful.
Your story is you were an abuser.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, tell me how that started.
Okay, it started from the home, you know. Me being a young child, growing up in my household, the women in my family were aggressive women. And they taught me some things about kill or be killed, pretty much. And so I learned that behavior. Throughout my years, I became a victim. Black eyes, you know, tossed around on the ground, hair pulled.
Now, who would do these things to you?
Men in different relationships.
Not necessarily in your family, just men.
Men in my relationships. My tone was still aggressive. I wasn't necessarily inflicting pain at that time, but my tone was still aggressive. I could provoke a man.
Were you ever victimized in your own home?
Verbal abuse was floating around in my own home all day. We learn things at home, and it tends to come out in our intimate relationships with our partners and stuff.
So then share this with me. If you can go back and share out an account of an experience that stands out in your mind, wow, as a victim. I want to hear the victim side first.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a count where I was out at the club, of course, doing my thing. A boyfriend of mine at the time, he blacked both of my eyes. He beat my face in.
For what?
I know that I could say something to tick a man off. Doesn't justify hitting, but every man's not going to walk away. It led to me having two black eyes the next day.
Did he tell you he loved you afterwards?
Of course, because that's the honeymoon stage. That's, as abusers, that's what we do.
I interviewed Bayla and Lynn just last week.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a double blessing with you. We're getting the victim side, and then we're going to go to the abuser side.
That's what I want.
But did you ever feel as a victim, even as tough as you are? Now, you can't see. You're going to see the pictures on the website. Beautiful black woman. Very, 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 very well kept. Did you feel as a victim that you were intimidated at any time? Did you feel like you were going to die or in any of those episodes that perhaps you might be killed?
Maybe one or two of them, but not very many. And because of my tone was so aggressive, so it just didn't really matter to me. Of course, I'm not in my right mind a lot of times, so I'm not really even thinking about life, if I would die or not. Mm-hmm. Provoking a man so much to make him try to kill me.
Well, you keep using that word provoking. Mm-hmm. as a victim. Not very many victims provoke their abusers. The abusers are coming at them anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep using the word provoke. So you were actually provoking them.
Yeah, in a number of situations I provoke.
Can I ask why?
Again, once again, I come from that household of women where my tone is aggressive. The women in my family, their tone is aggressive. And we could be verbally abusive.
When you provoked these men and they hit you, did you ever say, I shouldn't have said that?
No, I went toe to toe.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You wasn't scared.
And a lot of them, I didn't back down.
Yeah. You were a victim. Then you became the abuser.
Yeah.
I want to know the transition that took place from the victim to the abuser. Would you share that with us?
Yes. A girlfriend of mine was being abused actually through this whole time that I was being abused. We both were being abused in relationships. And her boyfriend shot her 5 times and killed her. And those tendencies that were laying dormant in me, it amped all the way up to me fighting men. Just would slap a man because I felt like it. My mindset was just so messed up. Once my best friend got killed, my mindset was really messed up. I became an abuser. You talking about provoking as a victim, but as abuse, I was not afraid. If that man did not do what I say do, it's going to be consequences behind it.
Statistics show that there are as many men being abused in domestic violence just as much as women.
Absolutely. The research is new. It's becoming more up to date now, which is good. I'm supportive of that because that's what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to get people educated on all rims, both sides, victims and abusers. That's the only way we're going to end domestic violence.
It would really crush my manhood to come out and say, my wife is abusing me.
Absolutely.
Because the man is supposed to be the head, the strength, the authority.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It's some aggressive women out here today. And the cycle is changing. It's changing. That's why the research is saying women are really getting crazy or off the chain here. You know, they are putting hands. They are using weapons. And the number one weapon that women use is the verbal abuse. They will tear a man down verbally, which then leads to the emotional effects on a man, which is the same thing for a woman that's a victim. A man coming up and saying in out in the open, probably is not going to happen. And the police is coming up on the scene saying exactly what you're saying. Right. You're a man.
Exactly.
You can't handle your household.
Right.
Which is so humiliating for men. I'm trying to get men to speak up and talk about it. Tell your story. So we can get other men knowing and aware that this is an abusive relationship. Okay? But by police and different folk, family members and, you know, pastors saying, this is, you supposed to be the head of the household. You know, what's happening here? It's shutting the men down.